The group Tar Sands Blockade took its protest of the Keystone XL pipeline to Houston this week for a peaceful sit-in outside of TransCanada's offices there. Dozens of protesters have used civil disobedience tactics to try to slow down construction of the pipeline through East Texas. The activists, who come from all over the country, have also found their way into church pews in Nacogdoches. Reverend Kyle Childress of Austin Heights Baptist Church wrote about them in the new issue of Christian Century magazine. He says his church's young adult ministry has taken off.
Most of the time, church conversations are about things like, when are we going to repair the front door of the church, and who's going to be the children's Sunday school teacher? And now I've got these questions where the most basic, profound questions of the faith are being asked by young people about God and the environment.
Typically, Austin Heights draws about 75 churchgoers on Sunday. Childress says his church is now drawing an additional 25 people. They are college-educated in their 20s, and he says they've come to Nacogdoches for a sole purpose, to protest the pipeline.
These kids, these young people, they're selling everything they have. And I figure Jesus can work with people like this.
Childress says some Austin Heights members have opened up their homes to the activists to do their laundry and take showers. He says his congregation has not taken a formal stance on the Keystone XL through a vote, but he says the vast majority oppose it. He says church discussions have become more vigorous since the activists started attending Sunday services.